Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a really wonderful Rath Yatra. I would expect that there's pictures of it up on the site. And it was particularly memorable, aside from the heat. It must have been one of the hottest Rath Yatras that we've ever had here. And for someone who feels comfortable in the heat, it was actually still warm for me. When Shyam Bihari came back after me at 5:30, he said the temperature was 38 degrees. So downtown at midday, it probably must have hit the 40s. But devotees really weathered the heat very nicely, and despite that, there was a large very nice turnout. Yes, and the nice part was that I didn't have to do anything. I didn't organize anything, I didn't say anything. It was all really up to the devotees, and particularly it was in the hands of our congregation who organized the Rath Yatra. And the quote-unquote temple devotees worked along with them, worked alongside with them. So it was a real joint effort and extremely successful. We had a nice police presence because it was on a Saturday as opposed to what we generally have on a Sunday. And while the city would have been more congested if it wasn't so hot. Hungarians are real beach lovers, and as soon as the weather gets warm, what to speak of on a Saturday, they're out on the beaches. Although it was interesting, as we were driving by, there wasn't anyone swimming in the Danube. This beautiful big river, which used to be called the Blue Danube, and you used to be able to drink from it. Now you're not even allowed to swim in it. I actually remember some years back when I was in Szeged, which is the most southerly city of Hungary, just north of what was then Yugoslavia, and there's the Tisa, which is the other big river of Hungary. And we swam across it, devotees. And when we got to the other side, we were received by the police. They were trying to ask us what we were doing swimming across the river. We tried to explain to them that's what rivers are for. But he explained to us that, that's what rivers were for in days before industrial pollution. But nowadays, you don't swim in rivers because they're too filthy to swim in, so we had to walk all the way back and walk across the bridge to get back to where we started. Anyway, back to Rath Yatra. It was extremely well organized. One thing which was very new and very excellent was the sound system. It's probably the best sound system I've ever seen at a Rath Yatra. I would hardly recommend other Rath Yatras to follow suit. It was a electrical car amongst different types of cars, an electric sort of pickup car that had a generator and four big speakers, good amplifier, and I think it was the first time I'd been at a Rath Yatra where everyone could hear the kirtan. Did you hear the kirtan? You could hear the kirtan wherever you were, ahead of it, behind it. It was going in the front of the cart. It was going in front of the kirtan, and everything was mic'd up. Mridangas were mic'd up. One mridanga was mic'd up, and the singers, the harmonium, they all had radio mics, even devotees who were responding to the lead kirtan. It was after many, many years, 19 years, this is the 19th year of our Art Theatre Festival. It was a really good kirtan, and devotees led all the way. My plan was just to, and this is what I did, I just chanted my rounds from beginning to end. And then when I got to the end of the, got to the venue, then I just gave my talk, hopped in the car and came back to continue writing, so I could get in a full day of writing. But the site was also very, very nice. It was very nicely organized, and I heard that the stage festival, stage program was very good, and overall it was a very beautiful, beautiful arrangement, and no doubt very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, who was particularly fond of Rath Yatra. Prabhupada was a real festival person, and he was really fond of Rath Yatra festivals. And I'm sure that both he and Lord Jagannath were very pleased. So it was also our thanks to the Tatikshu Prabhu and Tushta Krishna Prabhu. Well, he's been a regular, but since we first started having Rath Yatras 19 years ago, Tatikshu Prabhu has been bringing the cart to Hungary faithfully, despite all the difficulties that are involved, and of course with the assistance and cooperation of the British Yatra. So a real thank you to them. And he went from here to Prague for the Rath Yatra next weekend. And overall it was just a very, very nice, very wonderful festival. And we're looking forward to next year having the 20th anniversary. I hope to be able to participate a little more, be able to stay as usual in the questions and answers booth. This year there weren't any politicians or special guests that I had to deal with, so I was able to leave early. But I did have the opportunity to do a grain ceremony to one baby who did it quite well despite the heat before we came back. And then I'll be here in Budapest until Wednesday, and then by that time I'll hopefully have done all my rewrites that I needed to do, and then I'll go back to Budapest, and go back to New Rajadam, and we'll see what else I have to do on the book before we get to the stage of writing. There are some other appendices and things that also need to be written. But at least the Purikram part of the book will be not only completed, but rewritten and touched up. And Hare Krishna, the end is nigh. And we'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.